Cash. Lots of cash. It's the KTHN and the State Bank 92.1 pounds of cash giveaway. Make sure you get into the weekly location and guess how much money you think is in the cash cube without going over. And if you're the closest at the end of the promotion, you win all that money. One guess per person per day must be 18 to enter. It's the KTHN 92.1 pounds of cash giveaway from your friends at the State Bank and Big Country 92.1.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a very good Tuesday morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ and AM 920 KLMR. Pat McGee with you, Lauren Adams across the way. And I'd like to welcome an old friend of mine. Well, you know, I won't say old, Elaine, but we've known each other for a few years. Elaine McIntyre from La Junta Trading Company here in La Junta, of course. Your builder's headquarters since 1907, right in the corner, right at the price. I say that a lot during our sports broadcast, you know that. So, but Elaine's in with us today, and we'll be talking about their contribution to the agricultural community across the Arkansas Valley. You might not think that I'll say a lumber yard. You're so much more than that, but how does that contribute? Oh, boy, folks, we're going to find out. Yeah. Yep, there's a lot of things going on there. So, Lauren, hey, welcome back. I know you had a trip to a Texas last week.
I did.
So, yeah.
Good trip, fruitful trip. I actually got to meet up with my brother that lives out there, and he said he's actually heard a few of our broadcasts here. He's tuned in on
the wonder of the internet and everything.
It's worked out pretty well. He says he really likes you.
So. He really likes me. Oh, boy. Well, I have one fan anyway, Elaine. Yes,
you go.
Hey, tell us what you have going on over at Arkansas Valley Seeds right now before we jump into this.
Well, you know, we're kind of running out of the spring planting stuff with the oats and so forth, and now we're going to be kind of transitioning into sorghum and millets and things like that that are going to need to go in for your summer stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're geared up. We're ready to go for you. We got everything in stock. We got a good supply of what we're going to need to provide your seed products there. And again, always, if you're planting and you're not really sure what to do, we're the right people to talk to. And having that relationship, and we're going to talk about this with Elaine, having a relationship with the people that provide your products is so much more valuable than trying to figure it out yourself and just doing a Google search and doing that. Because we have the experience there, and we've got the talent to really help you get to where you need to go with whatever you're trying to do with your land, your crop, or your lawn.
Right.
We're all set to go.
Yep. When you say Arkansas Valley Seeds, you're talking grass seeds, and you have about every variety that somebody would want to put in their front yard, their backyard, whatever the case might be.
When
I mean, everything
turf
from
grass,
turf grass, something very ornate, or even something that'll stand up to the dogs and the kids running all over the
place.
Yes.
We got great blends out there, and all of those turf grass varieties are now available at the La Junta Trading Company. So happy to. And you know, I just want our listening audience to know, Elaine, it's been such a pleasure to get to know you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Elaine, this lady is a dynamo. I have never seen someone so capable of multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
This lady runs an entire crew, and she just makes it look so easy. I do one thing.
Yeah.
I do one thing, and I know I make it look as hard as it really is. But boy, Elaine, I'm just so grateful to have you on the Arkansas Valley Seed team carrying our products out there. And what an amazing store and staff. And again, when it comes to relationships.
Well, for sure. When you mentioned team, we do have a great team. We have a team of several employees, and we try and offer great customer service. I might talk about the seeds. This is a great partnership that we have started with you guys. We have now many varieties of the grass seed. We also have wildflower seeds.
Right.
We have a lot of fertilizers available, lawn and garden needs and so forth, soils, many different things that people need to start beautifying their lawns and getting ready for beautiful flowers in their yards and so forth. We have one of our employees, Gina. She knows a lot.
She's amazing. Oh, so talented when it comes to turf grass.
She went to school and had a lot of schooling in that. And so she's a great addition.
Yeah, and she was on the grounds crew up at OJC for many years as well. Yes,
yes, she was.
And she really knows her stuff. Oh, man.
We're learning a lot more about the seeds. We have always been a Scotts dealer from way back in the day. My husband, Todd, he actually went to Marysville, Ohio, and learned about a lot of the different seeds and the bluegrasses and all of those things that people like. There's different blade varieties of grasses and so forth, and we'd be glad to help any customers for whatever they might need. So,
And I'll interject right here, and then I'm glad you have the seed. I was going to go see Lauren. Now I'll come see you instead, Elaine.
Okay.
No. Please do.
It's your stuff. But, you know, if you have lawn sprinklers, things like that, you have a full rack of that stuff there in the back of the side room. And I know I peruse that all the time to keep my sprinkler system on my lawn going. You've got it all in there. So you can cover so many bases for folks with their yard work and that type of thing.
Above ground
and below
ground.
That's just about nothing they don't have. They've got everything, everything in there, electrical stuff, a wonderful paint department, a better paint department than a lot of paint stores have.
Thank you.
It's amazing. And, boy, your staff, just knowledgeable, friendly, and able to come in. I know you could come in and look for the whatchamajiggy that goes on the whatchamawhatsit. And these
I've bought one of those before.
Exactly. And that's the type of thing you want. You want to, you know, if you're not really sure what it is you need, you can go in to see Elaine and her staff, and, boy, they can really help you. And they just have about everything when it comes to anything hardware related. It's amazing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
We're excited about our new line of paint. We're a Benjamin Moore paint dealer.
Okay.
And Ace has taken on Benjamin Moore. We have the Clark and Kensington and the Ace Royal paint. Also, we've been Pittsburgh Paint's oldest dealer west of the Mississippi.
Are you kidding? That's great.
No, since 1908. We started in 1907. And we've sold Pittsburgh paint since 1908.
Let's talk about that start, Elaine, because, I mean, I talk about it every morning on Around the Valley here on KBLJ. Of course, you are a flagship sponsor for the morning program, and you're also a major sports play-by-play sponsor with us. So I know up by heart your builder's headquarters since 1907, 2nd San Juan, right of the corner, right of the price. You've been right there on that corner since 1907, and this is a business. You've got deep family roots in this business, so give us a little bit of history how Lahana Trading came about.
Sure. So we started in 1907. R.C. Todd, the founder, started the business way back when. And with R.C. Todd, his brothers worked there and ran the business. One of the brothers, talking about seed, we had a business called Lahana Alfalfa Seed Company, and separated seed and sold alfalfa seed. He'd go out and do that and so forth back in the day. And then the other brothers, Horace Todd, also worked there. And then my husband's mother, Clyda Todd, she continued to run the business back in the 60s. When her brothers passed away. And so after that, when my husband graduated, well, actually he came back from college and helped his mother operate Lahana Trading. And so that was in about 1968. And so the legacy continues on. I've been there since 1984. You know, it's a interesting business to be in as a woman. And my mother-in-law really did tremendous in the operation and working with lumber industry and hardware and paint and those kind of things. Also, back in the day, they were Amarillo Hardware dealer. And so now we are an Ace dealer. And we continue to operate the legacy with my children, Tracy, Matthew, and Sydney. Sydney is off-site. She helps do the marketing,
mm-hmm.
and mass communications. Nowadays, we've had to kind of work to follow with the trend. And we have to move with the times because the times are ever changing. And so social media is kind of a big thing. That's a new deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
We have Facebook page, mm-hmm. and so the things that Sydney does, she does from Montana. And now we have my children are fourth generation, and we've got a fifth generation coming about now as well with Carter and
mm-hmm.
Cash, and also Georgia, Sydney's baby. So, yeah. So that's
really
a little synopsis
sit and visit
there.
In your office with yourself, Matt, your other daughter, I forget which one, and then
Tracy,
mm-hmm. and with Cash, they're all three generations sitting, and then one time your mother.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
And so I had four generations of your business in one room, and, yeah. and talking about that legacy. And you look around your office, and you have that old painting of the blacksmith with the anvil
yes.
and the cats. And then there are photographs of, and you can tell they are from way back,
yes.
and probably founders of...
The founder and his two sons and my mother-in-law.
I just love that heritage and that legacy that you continue to honor and showcase and it really does show yeah. in the way you, your children and your staff work with their customers.
Well, thank
it
you.
Really
they,
shows.
They had a good teacher. Yeah. Their dad taught them when they were
yeah.
young. They were busy doing payroll at home and
at
putting
the invoices
years old,
your
together.
Said, yeah, she was doing payroll at 13. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it is a team. Like we mentioned before, you know, we have a great team of employees that help offer great customer service to all of our wonderful customers.
And knowledge, and so knowledgeable. There are
Thank
so
you.
Many different products that can be used in so many different applications.
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful to watch when people come in and talk to them and they say, you know what, I know what's going to work to handle your problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it might be something completely out of left field. And you can only get that from years of experience and knowledge and paying attention to what your products are and knowing what that product
Thank
is
you.
And what it can do. And that takes a lot. And you can't get that from Amazon. You just
yeah.
can't.
Well, we've got Alan that works in plumbing. He helps people figure out their needs.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Brian who works in the electrical department as well as Zach.
Mm-hmm.
He does electrical and paint. And I mentioned Gina, and she's kind of a all full faceted
mm-hmm.
Employee, as most everybody there does. We have Alex, who's coming back. He's working in sales and is very knowledgeable. We have Walker as well, and then we have our outside Joseph outside, and everybody works together as a team. You know, when I am have people come on, I tell them, you know. We all work together. We don't all have one specific job title.
Mm-hmm.
We all help each other, and
exactly.
Whether it be answering the phone and
mm-hmm.
and taking that call. But I always stress with our employees that customer service is number one. You know,
mm-hmm.
I might write their paycheck, but their customers are who pays them.
Amen.
If they've got to be able to help them find. Okay. Whether it's that unusual item, and
mm-hmm.
we special order a lot of different things. We can get appliance parts and so forth.
Yeah.
Zach, before I left, was rekeying a lock for a customer, and we do some of that
okay.
in store. And so, yeah.
I remember the episode, Elaine probably does too, with me sitting in the office perusing through catalogs of locks and things like that. Remember when
I
rekeyed the house,
yes.
right? When we did all the remodeling and new doors
yep.
and rekeyed everything. And she knows how picky we were on that. It has to look like this. It has to be
right.
this color. It has to be. Yeah. And all the time I'm sitting there perusing through all this, and Tracy was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine is on the phone handling like three other customers
exactly,
at the same
yeah.
time. And we got it all figured out that afternoon.
Yes,
we did. Yes, we did. Indeed.
Thank
and
you.
She's probably still cringing about that afternoon
no,
as
no.
well.
You know, it's all in a day's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fun business to be in. No day is like yesterday or the the day before, every day is a new day, and that's the way, you know, we kind of have to look at life. You know, every day is a new day, and we're grateful for God that we have the things that we learn and work at. So,
Elaine McIntyre in with us here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, which is, by the way, also brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance. And, of course, we were talking with Golden Plains just the other week right here when Nick was in. Yes, indeed. We'll be right back with Elaine McIntyre, more on La Junta Trading Company and, of course, how they kind of fit into the agricultural industry here in our area. And I know Lauren's got a lot of other things on his mind, too. We're going to talk about the Coffee Break Project before we get out of here as well. A lot of things to cover here on our show today. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. We are, of course, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We're coming right back.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 719-254-7469.
Did the recent moisture perk up your wheat and make you start thinking of how a hailstorm could demolish your crop between now and harvest? In knowing that profit margins are thin due to lower commodity prices and a high basis, Golden Plains Insurance has good news for you. If you bind your crop hail insurance on wheat before May 1st, you can receive a 12% early discount. That's an extra 12% in your pocket for something you already plan on doing. So stop in, see Nick and his staff at Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Martin's General Store offers new and gently used furniture and appliances. But what does gently used really mean? Simple. Martin's will never offer anything that doesn't have plenty of life left in it, has good bones, healthy surface, and a pleasant aroma. And right now, Martin's is offering a good supply of new and gently used mattresses and frames. Martin's General Store for all of your furniture, furnishings, and appliance needs under one roof. And ask about Martin's in-home appliance repair. 601 East Highway 50 La Junta and 304 North Main, Rocky Ford.
Hiya, Queen of All Knowledge here, reminding you, creeps out there on the internet hack, scam, and trick savvy cyber users every day, but we can fight back. It's as easy as IC3. If you're a victim of online crime, don't give up. Visit IC3, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. Your tips help the FBI track down cyber criminals around the world. Report your crime to www.ic3.gov today.
It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. And we are back. Lauren Adams here from Arkansas Valley Seeds and Elaine McIntyre with, of course, La Junta Trading Company. Your builder's headquarters since 1907, right at the corner, right at the price. I've got to stay in practice, Elaine.
You know? Yes, of course. Right on the corner, right
on the price. That's right. Hey, before we jump back in talking with Elaine, why don't you fill us in on what you have going on with the Coffee Break Project over there at Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Sure. We still have a display up at Arkansas Valley Seeds where you can drop by and enter to win a really nice cooler and pick up some literature about the Coffee Break Project. And this Coffee Break Project is something that's very near and dear to me, and I think I'm going to be on board with it probably as long as I've got the oxygen habit.
Mm-hmm.
And they what this is about is bringing awareness and a little bit of help to people who are having issues with suicides in the agriculture industry. It's just really become epidemic. And so what this does, it brings awareness to that. It also, we've got some phone numbers of people that you can call just if you have questions about someone that you think might be in trouble, maybe how to address that in a way, because we've said it 1,000 times. People in the ag industry are staunchly independent people. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to reaching out in an area like that, people in the ag industry they're just built a little bit different and they don't reach out much. So it's maybe if you notice something is going on, it's time to start asking some questions, because
if there are some big differences in any kind of habits, the way they're living, anything like that, their day-to-day routines, find out why. There might be something deep-rooted right there.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's important. You know, I don't know anyone who hasn't been touched by the tragedy of suicide in one way or another. And, you know, these people in the ag industry, these are our neighbors, our family, really. And we really need to look out.
It's our community here in southeastern Colorado. I mean,
to me, there's nothing more important.
If you can hear our voice right here terrestrially or even online from either of the two radio stations this program is on, You're in an area that is driven by the agricultural economy.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Well, and speaking of that, we have Elaine here, and she that business has been here since 1907.
Yes.
And much of this community has been built since then, and so it's logical to think that you and your family has probably had your hands in most of the homes that were built in the area. A lot of the farms and ranches that have come up with the hardware needs that they've needed to get up and going.
Yes.
And you are a sincere part of the legacy, not only of your family and your business, but of the community. And you guys exemplify that in the way you handle your customers every day.
Well, thank
you.
It's so cool. We are very graced by a lot of the people in the valley. You know, it encompasses not just the greater Lahana, but towns like Kim and Fowler and Rocky Ford, Los Animas, and we even get people down from Pritchett, Lamar, those kind of places.
I'm sure points north, even Carville, Hugo area.
Carville, Hugo, yes. We sold a house way out there in Carville, and boy, that was quite a fun, exciting trip to take we look like the Beverly Hillbillies at the time, you know, where we're loading up everything and following in a caravan to deliver all of the goods to the ranch there, and we've done that out south, and we're very grateful for all the people of the agricultural community to continue to help us be successful, and hopefully we do meet the needs of the agriculture community. We sell a lot of treated lumber and things, some items for deck boards for the trailers and so forth.
Sure.
And
those things go bad, you need to get that replaced, and Lahana Trading is a place to go and get it.
Well,
back to the relationship part of it, we were talking a little bit off mic about, you know, a lot of us travel to Pueblo for some of our stuff, and we find that, you know, we can go up there and deal with that, but those big box stores and things, they're just they're there and they serve a purpose, and I don't want to, you know, browbeat them too much, but when it comes to if you need something and you're not really sure what it is, and if you have questions, I'd much rather come and see you and your staff, because I know that you're going to have the knowledge. And if you don't have it yourself, you're going to know where to go to find it. And furthermore, you'll take the time to look into it for me, to find out what I really need, so I'm not wasting money on a product that I don't need.
Right. Well, and thank you. And, you know, we have been considered an essential business. And last year, it was a little difficult. We would help customers that wanted to call orders in. We do deliveries. We would take things to people's cars. You know, we're always willing to help people load things in their vehicles.
Sure.
We would take orders on the phone and be able to help them for the contactless service, which is a little difficult for us. But, you know, we handled it.
Yeah.
And we always like to see their smiling faces. And I think people enjoy socializing a little bit, but hopefully we can get past that and continue on.
Mm-hmm. Is there any specific thing that you seem to get requests from the producers? I mean, here you're dealing with, you know, basically two different segments of the agricultural industry. Of course, your ranchers, those that deal with livestock and things like that, and then of course we have, you know, folks that grow anything from alfalfa to melons to corn and everything in between.
Yeah.
Is there anything, you know?
Well, there's some yard equipment and things. You know, we've got big scoop shovels. We have, you know, not a whole lot of big things, but
rakes, shovels, cultivators. I've seen the display there, and it is. If it's not on that wall, you probably don't need it.
We've got some large forks. We've got shovels and rakes and lots of different things.
And I'm sure fasteners of all kinds. That's one thing that they are in there looking for, fasteners of all kinds.
True. Yeah. Many fasteners, nails, screws.
Nuts, fitting, bolts, the whole bit.
They've got electrical connections. We've got, a lot of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. As well as, you probably deal with, of course, you mentioned it earlier, everything from your electrical to your plumbing. Mm-hmm. I was talking about, a home sprinkler system, but I know you probably deal in much more of that because you got to get water out to corrals and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have the piping of every size available from, tubing that's no bigger than your pinky finger to things you could practically drive a truck through. I've seen it out there on the wall at Lahana Trading Company.
Yeah, we've got, a lot of times they've got to move water with gutters and things like that on their buildings or houses or metal roofing. We sell metal roofing and for barns and those kind of things. And like I mentioned, timbers, 8x8, 6x6s, we can get a lot of that type of stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
And I do know you have paint that is geared specifically toward producers and things like that.
The farm and ranch paint that we offer, yes.
Yeah.
We still have some of the oil-based products, but a lot of it is coming to be waterborne products now in the state of Colorado.
Right.
That didn't make us real happy, but we have to go with the times.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I said, the times are ever changing.
That's right. And though, when you look at that technology has really changed quite a little bit, I think, because you never thought of a water-based finish, paint or whatever the case might be, to be real durable. But because of those changing times, even the companies that manufacture this stuff, they've had to make their products much more durable to go with the laws that are sweeping the country.
And the chemists and, the new ways of chemicals, the way they work, there's ways that it can continue to be durable. So, farm and ranch paints we have. Lots of different varieties of things for people.
And of course the custom mixes. I don't know how many custom mixes you do.
Oh yes.
But I know they are infinite. I've been out there with colors before. You walk out. You still have the computer for
we
matching.
We do. We have a color computer.
Right. Just take
system.
A paint chip in there, Lauren. Yep. And they can match whatever you have.
We've got two machines, and they are really great. Like I said, Tracy mixes paint, Zach, Matthew, and they're always willing to help people match that little chip. Yep. We can match almost the size of your pinky, It doesn't take much of a piece anymore, so that's really been helpful. So.
Right. And they do have a sign there that says any husband buying paint needs to have a note from their wife. Yes, indeed. Uh-huh.
Yeah, one of our customers
you've
put
met
that
my wife.
Sign up way back when.
Yeah, way back when. That's right.
But,
Elaine McIntyre in with us from Lahana Trading Company here in La Junta, almost at Arkansas Valley Seeds, but that's Lauren over here.
Well,
that's
close.
Right.
She does have our seed products.
That she does, and they do. That's right. They do have the turf grasses and the wildflower mix and everything like that from Arkansas Valley Seeds on hand in stock at La Junta Trading Company, 2nd and San Juan. Are we doing a trivia question right here? Because I have it. I have it for
do
you.
Do it up.
And of course, the first person that can answer this by calling 384-2345 will get their choice between a 5-pound bag of, or 3-pound bag, 3-pound bag of one of the many different turf varieties offered up by Arkansas Valley Seeds, or a 1/2-pound bag of that wildflower mix, which is great
one
for your garden
varieties.
Or borers and things like that. We want to know, how long has La Junta Trading Company been around? What year were they established down there at 2nd and San Juan, right at the corner, right on the price? Your builder's headquarters since when? That's what we want to know. 384-2345. Somebody should know that one. That's way too easy because I say it all the time. My goodness. Elaine McIntyre in with us here from La Junta Trading Company. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Give us a ring. Answer that question. You get your seeds at 384-2345. We're coming right back.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Hi, my name is Callie Mae Mendoza-Werner, and I'm a physician assistant with Valleywide Health Systems in Rocky Ford. I'm here to remind all women over the age of 40 to get your mammograms done every year. Regular screening is the best way we have to catch and treat breast cancer early. Breast cancer is the number one cause of cancer in women, and every year more than 40,000 women will die from the disease. Women who get screened regularly have a much lower chance of dying from breast cancer. All women are at risk for breast cancer, so please contact your healthcare provider today and get your mammogram scheduled. It could save your life.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday ag weather impacts. A stalled frontal system will begin moving north today and bring breezy conditions with low humidity that will increase the fire danger across southeast Colorado. As the front moves south tonight and Wednesday, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will develop, but rainfall amounts will be mainly a tenth to quarter inch, with the heavier amounts more likely in Otero and Crowley counties. So not much relief in these severe drought conditions. Although temperatures will drop 8 to 12 degrees below normal for Wednesday, a return to warmer conditions will start Thursday, and by Saturday we should see temperatures 10 to 15 degrees above normal in the 85 to 90 degree range. Another front Monday will bring the next good chance for showers and thunderstorms. The Colorado Mesonet 4-inch average soil temperatures are mainly in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Look for soils to cool 2 to 4 degrees through Wednesday and then warm back into mainly the 60 to 65 degree range by this weekend. Most crops should be able to germinate and develop where moisture is adequate. Crop water use the next 7 days for wheat and alfalfa will average around 1.75 inches, which is about 20 to 25% above normal for late April and early May. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your ag weather impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did the recent moisture perk up your wheat and make you start thinking of how a hailstorm could demolish your crop between now and harvest? In knowing that profit margins are thin due to lower commodity prices and a high basis, Golden Plains Insurance has good news for you. If you bind your crop hail insurance on wheat before May 1st, you can receive a 12% early discount. That's an extra 12% in your pocket for something you already plan on doing. So stop in, see Nick and his staff at Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Martin's General Store offers new and gently used furniture and appliances. But what does gently used really mean? Simple. Martin's will never offer anything that doesn't have plenty of life left in it, has good bones, healthy surface, and a pleasant aroma. And right now, Martin's is offering a good supply of new and gently used mattresses and frames. Martin's General Store for all of your furniture, furnishings, and appliance needs under one roof. And ask about Martin's in-home appliance repair. 601 East Highway 50 La Junta and 304 North Main, Rocky Ford.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds in with us, our guest, Elaine McIntyre of La Junta Trading Company right here in La Junta. You had a couple other things you wanted to highlight here before we wrap things up for the day, Elaine.
Yes, I just want to make sure that people know that, you know, they need a deck quoted or anything, you know, just bring us some dimensions in. We'll help them with their deck build. Addition remodels and things, just need some measurements and ideas, and we'll help them work on that.
Even a whole house, huh?
Yes, even a new home.
Want to build a house, want to build a barn, whatever the case might be. Yes.
New build last year in Swink, and that was very fun. We sell a lot of hardwoods. We can help people with windows and doors. Tracy also works on kitchen cabinet builds with the Aristocraft line. We have the 2020 kitchen design system, and basically, again, with a few measurements, she can help you design it. And so, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And yeah, you woodworkers out there, you need to know that they've got a nice selection of hardwoods, cherry and maple and oak and yeah, it's
now,
there.
You're a major hobbyist when it comes to that, Laura.
Well, I dabble. I'm not. Yeah, yeah. But I love woodworking, and yeah, there's a nice supply of good quality hardwoods there.
Yes, our hardwoods come from Arkansas. Yeah. Unusually, that's. My son-in-law is from Arkansas, and we'd been doing business with a couple of hardwood suppliers out of there, and they bring it in and on a trailer. And last time we had the dealer bring it in, and Matt and I helped unload him about 8 o'clock at night. He was running behind, and so we did that.
See, a lot of business would have said, "Well, you'll just have to wait till tomorrow."
But not
you. You understand that you have internal and external customers,
yes,
right?
Yes. You know, he had to continue on and get products up to Sterling, and so we can have big timbers in oak and so forth. So, yep.
And I know you also mentioned, too, that, you know, you do steel sheeting and different things like that.
Yes.
Your roofing materials, that type of thing,
yes,
siding.
Yes, pro panels. Mm-hmm. And yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very much so. And so, yes, thank you. We really appreciate you guys inviting us out here today and to discuss this. And by the grace of God, we'll continue to keep offering the things that we offer. And appreciate all of our customers. If it wasn't for our customers here in the Valley, we wouldn't be here continuing our 114th year.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, we say so often that they are, you know, the headquarters for whether you're a do-it-yourself homeowner working on your own things. I've been into rental properties, of course, and purchased all kinds of things for those from La Junta Trading Company, major contractors up and down the Arkansas Valley. You take care of all of them and our agricultural community, because I think that's a facet a lot of people don't think about when it comes to the type of business that Elaine is in. I mean, you see them all the time.
She just gave away the trivia question answer, by the way.
Oh, not exactly.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. That's all right. No problem right there. But for a long time. And of course, my wife's family has been, you know, customers of La Junta Trading Company.
Yes.
You know, way, way back, the original Vargo Construction, and then our late brother-in-law, Nick, who did a lot of business with you guys. We were reminiscing about that in our last break a little bit here.
I wish the audience could have heard that.
We won't do that. That's one of the bits for the hall, as we call them around here.
You know, the fun part about that is that it is many generations that have helped us to continue to survive. And, you know, there's builders who their fathers and grandfathers have continued to shop with us. So, we appreciate them all.
And I remember La Junta Trading Company being there on my summertime trips out here in my youth because, you know, after moving out, I was no stranger to La Junta when moving out here from Michigan in 1975 because we had, you know, came out here every year as my father is from here. And we have a lot of relations here. So they were no stranger to us at all. There you go. Elaine McIntyre with La Junta Trading Company. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
I hope they're not missing you too much back there at the office. Your phone hasn't exploded as of yet.
No, it hasn't. I'll have to get back and help people to
put out those
get
fires.
Their lunch breaks
Get that all going. All right. Our final break of the program coming up right here, and Lauren will give us another rundown as to what he has going on over there at Arkansas Valley Seeds in Rocky Ford, and touch a little bit about what we've got coming up on next week's show here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. So stay right there. We will be back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KLMR and KBLJ. Thanks for tuning in this Tuesday.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Did the recent moisture perk up your wheat and make you start thinking of how a hailstorm could demolish your crop between now and harvest? In knowing that profit margins are thin due to lower commodity prices and a high basis, Golden Plains Insurance has good news for you. If you bind your crop hail insurance on wheat before May 1st, you can receive a 12% early discount. That's an extra 12% in your pocket for something you already plan on doing. So stop in, see Nick and his staff at Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
And we are back. We're tying the ribbon on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on KLMR and KBLJ. You've got about 3 minutes right there, Lauren. What do you want to plug about Arkansas Valley Seeds?
Well, let's talk about the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
We're going to talk about one of my favorite organizations. That is the FFA.
And the FFA,
yeah, my son Nathan went through that program, and it was a wonderful program for him, and he didn't go into ag.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lineman.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that, so, but it's still just a wonderful program. So we're going to be talking to three kids next week. Let me say young people,
young
kids, because these are some of the most mature youngsters I've ever
met. I'll tell you what, I love to have them in here because these kids are our future.
They really are.
See, I call them kids as well, but
and we talk a lot about the generation gap in agriculture, and these guys are here to help make that bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So next week we're going to have Ashton Cash, Elizabeth Bierman, and Adrian Pisano in here, and they're going to talk about the influence that the FFA has had on their lives.
Well, what chapter are they with of the FFA?
Ashton Cash is out of Fowler. Elizabeth Bierman, she's out of Manzi. And Adrian Pisano is from Rocky Ford. He's the president.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
And I met that young man, and it's just such a you can tell that those young people are ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they have got some serious stuff going on in there. And, well, we know from the last time when we had the three young ladies in from the FFA, floored by their maturity and their enthusiasm, not only for agriculture, but for their lives and what they're going to do with it.
And there's so many facets you can get into that, you know, through FFA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have, if you will, the scientific end of the agricultural industry. There's all kinds of different farm mechanics and things like that involved with it. I mean, there's so many different trades that fall within the scope of agriculture and the FFA.
Well, so. It's the ethics. So their motto here is learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. And
very nice.
That's their motto. And boy, it shows in every one of those young people. It really does.
All right. We will look forward to that next week with the FFA here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. All right. Very good. Quickly, you can find the full line of Arkansas Valley Seeds products, especially the turf graft, the wildflower mixes, at La Junta Trading Company right here in La Junta, 2nd and San Juan, or, of course, your store there in Rocky Ford, Lauren.
98 South 12th Street. You can give us a call at 719-284-7469. But just to be clear, Elaine, you only have our turf grasses and wildflowers. You're
right,
not carrying
that's
any
right.
of our pasture mixes and things.
No, none of the large stuff.
The yard type
of
things.
We do have Bermuda grass.
Right, that's right.
Yep,
that's and it's only a phone call, so if you want to come in and talk to Elaine about those pasture grasses, she can sure get them for you.
384-7766, right on the corner, 2nd and San Juan, right on the price.
That's where they are at. All right. Lauren, we'll talk to you next week, and looking forward to having the students from the FFA in with us here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. We have been brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and, of course, Nick and Company at Golden Plains Insurance. Have a great Tuesday, a great rest of your week. New news reports coming up next on KLMR and KBLJ.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, The Hunt.